solid.
All right, so look, we are here, and I just want to welcome y'all to another episode of the Very Best Podcast. I've been trying to tell y'all what's going on, what I got going on, and I told y'all last episode it was going to be in Miami, and I had something coming up real special for y'all. So look, we're in the building. For those of y'all that can only hear us right now, I'm so sorry for you that you cannot see this beauty that I have in here with me. La Niña Daquia, my homegirl, Jody C. How you been?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I cannot complain. First of all, it's good to see you again. It's great to see you again. Last time we saw was Cartagena. And it was a whole thing going on there. But man,
it was fun though.
You know, we made the most out of everything we could.
Exactly.
But man, like, I just wanted to have you on the show because now we have history, right? So it was a point to where we had known each other, and then all of a sudden, like, you just dropped music out of nowhere, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, when did this, like, all of the conversations we've been having, and we've been talking, and I never knew, like, I literally came down here and shot. That was, like, whatever day that was, I think it was November, I just remember coming down, and we spent the whole day together, and music never came up.
I didn't say anything.
At all, like, at all, and then you come out all of a sudden, and the shit is hot. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, what? Like, what's going on? So, okay, we're going to start there. We're going to start with the music, right? Because we actually have a lot of similar paths in regards to, like, you know, and that was one of the things in the beginning when I just started following you and I saw the different things that you had going on.
Oh my God.
And then hearing your story, about you starting your own TV show. I literally started my own TV show I started the TV show to promote myself as an artist. And then it started promoting everybody else as an artist, and it just took, you know, it took off. And so, yeah, let's get into some of these similar paths. But, so music is your first passion.
Yes.
So how long you been doing music?
Well, first of all, thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely.
I'm very flattered to be here. I'm very happy. And, well, music has been my first love, always, since I was a little child. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time that I asked my mom to give me a piano. I wanted to play piano. And, you know, I'm surprised I remember that because I was so little. And honestly, I was very disappointed because she gave me like a plastic piano, so little like this. And I was like, okay, thank you, but I felt devastated.
How old were you then?
I was very little. Like, that's why I say I don't know how I remember, but honestly, I think I was 6 or something like that.
Right.
And by that time, my father was not in my life, so if I'm not mistaken, I think that was my father who sent me the piano. Mm. So I don't know how the message was delivered, how my mom told him that I wanted a piano, because that's all I got.
Right.
Then when I was a teenager, my mom gave me a guitar. And oh my God, I was super happy with my guitar. I had a couple of lessons. And then I remember in school, I was in the chorus, like singing all the time, in every event, also in the neighborhood. You know, I used to participate like every time I could. So music has been always in my life since I was little.
So do you still play the guitar now?
Yeah, I have my guitar.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you play the guitar. So we're gonna get into all of the different facets of, you know what I'm saying, what it is you do, right? So just so everybody can have a clear, because then I'm on social media last week or a couple of weeks ago, and you're like, yeah, I just got the MPC. So I'm like, what? I'm like, what? I'm like, it's inspiring. And it's good to have, and I just want to say this, like, it's great to have people. I love having people in my circle that inspire me, because that's what I pull from, you know, that's what I can pull from. Mm-hmm. And especially when I see that, like, we have similar paths from the standpoint of TV shows, mm-hmm. hosting, acting, the music, because I had, you know, fell back from the music, mm-hmm. focusing on TV and mm-hmm. film and everything. And so I can share that sentiment. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I drop music out of nowhere and everybody's mm-hmm. like, yeah, wait, because different people know me from different parts of my
exactly.
career.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you have so many talents.
Right. So it's like, some people will know me from when I started doing music. Some people know me from when I was doing TV. Some people know me or met me when I was doing movies. You know, so mm-hmm. you, depending on where you came in,
yes.
you know, so when I circle back around in music, the yes. people that's been there from the beginning, they like, oh, yeah. The people that's doing, yeah. you know, just from the movies, they like, wait, you mm-hmm. do music? I'm like, yeah, I do. So, all right, so you had the guitar. So, okay, so guitar-wise and playing-wise, so you play the guitar. So let's talk about what inspires you to write a song or, you know, come up with a particular piece of music?
Okay, first I wanted to say something.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to recap about mm-hmm. what you just said, because every person's path is different.
Right.
Right? So my dream was always music, but then because of circumstances in my life, I couldn't do that. So then I had to work and then study to get money, mm-hmm.
Right.
To get, you know, my life situated, to move to the city and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to the US, and since I found myself alone in mm-hmm. a whole new country mm-hmm. I had never been before, I had to work.
Right.
Then little by little, working towards my dreams. So you may start, you know, acting, you may start modeling, and then finally music. Or if your main dream is acting, you started doing something different, right? So I think that everything is connected somehow. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, you know, like, I love motivating people.
Mm-hmm.
I love to tell people, it doesn't matter how old you are, mm-hmm. if you want to do something, you can do it. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Right.
Now, to answer your question about like what inspires me mm-hmm. to do music, you know, as far as, for example, writing songs, mm-hmm. right? It can come from, you know, my personal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I remember a friend's story
mm-hmm.
or somebody, you know, had a hard time and that really touched me. I may write about that.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I just have a big imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the melody, the harmony. You know, if the tone is sad or happy or it has energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, it inspires me.
Right.
You know, it could be, it does reggaeton, you know, I get a little nasty.
Isn't it reggaeton to do that sometimes? It makes
yeah.
it ring. It brings out that part.
But I have to say, my first song, the debut single, Mejor Sola,
mm-hmm.
the message, I mean, it translates pretty much like Better Alone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I wrote from a personal experience
mm-hmm.
because this was a guy, you know, that really, he was a liar,
mm-hmm.
right? So I was like, okay, I have the opportunity. This is my revenge.
You put him on blast. This is how I'm gonna do it. Like, I'm gonna write a banger, and this yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, inspiration may come from, you know, personal experience or
right.
other person, or just my, you know, imagination or
mm-hmm.
things that I dream of,
mm-hmm.
things that I would love to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends.
So like with, because everybody has a different process. And so with you, like, where you're pulling your inspiration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, walk us through like your songwriting process, like, because you kind of just touched on it. Like, you know, some people, they need to hear like the music
mm-hmm.
and then that's what, you know, they start going from there. You know, some people might just start writing, and then, you know, so let's get more deeply into like your actual songwriting process.
Yeah, I think it depends on the vibe of the moment. So for example, I am in the studio and I'm like, okay, why don't you play something? Like play a, you know, a beat and let's see, you know, how it feels. And then sometimes that melody, that sound gives me the lyrics, right? Because it makes me feel something specific. Or sometimes it's the opposite. Like, again, with my first song, my debut single, I know the idea, the story, the narrative. And then I have to find the sound. You know, sometimes I have like a catchy sound. And then, you know, I'm trying to find a good lyric for that. So it really just, you know, depends on the moment.
Right, absolutely. So once, okay, I know there's been times, you know, in this journey, because it's a journey.
It's a journey.
Right.
With ups and downs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you answered, you spoke on, you know, when you first kind of realized, you realized music was in your life young. You realized that's when you wanted the guitar.
Yes.
You wanted the piano. I'm sorry. You wanted the piano.
Yeah.
So speak about sometimes and speak about like throughout this journey, what kept you like pushing forward? You see what I'm saying? Like, because I think a lot of times people don't understand, like when they see artists, you know, whether we're doing music, whether we're doing movies, you know, they're seeing us in those moments, they're seeing us in our best light, right?
Exactly.
But they don't get to see the things that go
the
on.
Backstory.
Right. You see what I'm saying? And me being a filmmaker and a writer, even in conversations, I have to give people a backstory when I'm having a conversation. I'm like, well, wait, I gotta go back and give you the backstory just to keep everything in context. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I want you to speak about some times, you know, like what actually kept you pushing through.
Like going.
Right. Because those times come and those times when we had to sit up and we'd be like, damn, do I need to get a job? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Like, is this work? You know, am I doing the right thing?
Yes.
So speak on that song.
You have to know that if you cannot be happy with the job that you have, right? Like you are pretending to be happy and you are pretty much ignoring that dream of yours, then you have to do something about it.
Right.
So the moment that I was feeling empty, and I had this raw feeling like, why I have this desire to sing, to be on a stage, to do a video? Why this artistic side of me wants to come out? And I'm not letting that Jody, you know, be free. So I spent years, you know, working for corporations. I had a good career. You know, anybody would say I was successful in that field, but I wasn't happy, you know. And one of the reasons that I would say why I was doing that is because, you know, I have been always independent because of the way I grew up. I wanted to get out of some circumstances, you know, and have a better life, right? So, you know, things happen in your life that make you take some decisions and then make maybe, you know, study something in college. That's what happened to me.
Right,
And then have a good job and then another better job. And then there is a point where you're like, what am I doing? Because I was not born to make money. I was born to be happy, help other people. That's what I want to do. So the moment I was like, man, I'm happy. You know, I have good money for myself, right? Because you know, I don't have children. So I was, you know, I had a pretty good life.
Right.
But I quit my job. I said, I can't keep pretending like I'm happy. And then I jumped.
Right.
And I made a decision to be happy, pursuing my dreams. And before I die, hopefully, when I'm very old, not for now, I'm gonna feel proud of myself, right. And I'm not gonna regret because right. I didn't take any action. So I think that you have a dream, you have to pursue the dream, you have to quit that job and start worrying about, oh, I don't have money, I don't have stability. No, somehow, if you have faith, if you trust God, and whatever you believe, you know, you can do it.
Right, yeah, no, absolutely. Like, and that's I can piggyback off of that because I wanna say, this was, I used to work for, I had a nice job at Wells Fargo. This was years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I had actually just gotten a job, I want to say maybe like January or February. And I was doing accounting and it wasn't what I was wanting to do. You know, right. I'm an artist. Like, so it's, for me, it's music,
even that
it's
we're
TV.
Similar.
That's what I'm like, saying. What? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Because I was working at Wells Fargo, too.
Right. And I remember, and that at that time, it was the TV show, Swagger TV. And we had just launched this. So we turned Swagger TV into, like, a network. So, like, we were streaming live, and we was doing comedy shows. We were streaming a comedy show live, and everything started picking up, and it was just like I was getting phone, like, so when the artists would come through Charlotte, like, we would interview all of the artists, like, they would maybe stop at Power 98 mm-hmm. first, and then from there mm-hmm. like, we were interviewing. So I started getting phone calls. I would be at work and I'm getting phone calls, you know what I'm saying, to come interview artists, and these and some of these are artists that I fuck with, and I'm like,
it's so hard,
right? And so, you know, I ended up leaving Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. That was 2009. That was mm-hmm. 2009. And because I just had to make, like you said, you got to make a decision. And mm-hmm. I knew, I was like, man, this yeah. is just not. It was a check. I was there for a check. It wasn't, I didn't exactly. enjoy doing the accounting.
It
you
was
know,
not
it
fulfilling.
Was not at all. Not at all. And so, yeah, that's one of those things to where, now, you know, people, I think there is it's a great point that some people, like, if you're working to fund your dream, mm-hmm. like, I think that's different.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? Because we need finances to be able to get done the shit we need to get right. done, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we're speaking more so on people that might be maybe scared to
jump,
to take that
right.
leap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different when you have a full-time job mm-hmm. because I was doing that. So back, you know, when I was just like interviewing people, mm-hmm. when I had an interview with this artist and then I had a meeting with somebody at Wells Fargo, I was like, man, you know, I wish I had like a clone,
right.
but I can't.
Right.
And so
right.
That was so hard. Plus, I was getting so exhausted. And you mm-hmm. have to be very careful because you don't want to be so tired because you have this full-time job. So by the time you're going to, you know, do your art, you are mentally
drained.
Exhausted.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I would say just there is a point where you have to choose one.
Mm-hmm. And go with it. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, because I get this question all the time. People ask me, and they ask me more so because I'm in the film world is where I'm, you know, that's what most people know me. That's where I've been making my bones the last 10 years in the film right. world, right? So they ask me, so do you like, which one you like better, writing, directing, or acting? I'm like,
yeah.
It all really depends. It depends mm-hmm. on the situation. So music is your first love. So we've established that.
Yes. I finally,
As music
I'm
is my first
it.
Love, right. So music is both of our first love.
Yes.
So, but you love acting as well.
Oh, yes.
So is that like a close second to music?
Yeah, because when I'm doing the music videos, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm acting. I just love cameras, you know.
Right?
I was
the
born
TV
for
show?
The cameras.
Yeah, I would agree.
I
would agree. I would agree. So let's, okay, so let's talk about our similarities. Wait a minute, because we have so, and it might be more that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
So we both worked at Wells Fargo and left that job.
Yeah.
Okay. So we both, at a young age, realized that we love music.
Yes. We both speak Spanish.
But you speak Spanish a lot better than I do. I've gotten a lot better. I've gotten better since even the last time I saw you.
You have. I was surprised. You were like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I actually had a tutor. I had a tutor because I was just I wanted to be able to speak, you know, more.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, man, I really want to be able to speak Spanish. My goal is to be fluent. So one day I will be fluent in Spanish.
You know what? I want to make a parenthesis here because I want to say that I admire people who always want to learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be the very best version that they can be. I love that.
You just plugged the podcast, and I don't even know if you did it on purpose. You said they want to be the very best version. Did y'all hear that? That they can be very best version. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I wanted to be able to, I think it was once I started learning. So I knew some Spanish, but like I had never ever spoken in the past tense in Spanish. So right. Those are some of the things that I learned, you know. Yes. So I was like, he was like, so what do you want? I was like, I want to be able to speak in the past tense. I was like, because at that point I had never said anything in the past tense. And yes. I mean, I was like, yo, I've never spoken in the past tense. Everything is always. And
because you speak only in present, you sound like a green ghost.
Just exactly what you sound like. And my goal was, I was like, I don't want to sound like
great.
A green ghost. Right. You
and
know?
I have to say, I admire people who want to learn Spanish because Spanish is way more difficult than English. Right? Because in English, you have regular verbs, irregular verbs, and then in the regular, you just add the ED. In Spanish, it's way different.
Yeah,
you have to memorize the past tense of each verb.
Each verb.
Yeah.
Right, you know. And so, learning that, and I also told him I wanted to be able to, I was like, hey, you know, I have, you know, great, beautiful friends and contacts in Colombia and Cuba and different places. And I was like, I want to be able to, you know, speak and handle business.
Yes.
You know, I told him, I was like, hey, I said, I want to be able to direct. I said, I'm on set. I want to be able to, you know, direct if I'm dealing with actors and actresses that speak Spanish, to be able to just talk business. On that end, and then I said I wanted to, he taught me, one of the biggest things was how to pronounce the words and
yes.
like link them, how it flows.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. so that was one of my things going into it, and he told me, he was like, yeah, I can make it to where you can disappear, right? And I was like, all right, and so I just was working, and so I have to tell you the story because I love telling this story.
I love it.
This is when I realized, and this is part of, you know, the very best podcast. We have story time. Story time, guys.
I love stories.
So I was in Cuba this last time. So I was getting tutored from like May to like June.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up going to Cuba the end of June.
Okay.
Right. So I'm down there. And now I'm like speaking all this new Spanish that I know. And I'm walking around by myself and I'm like, I'm not in a tourist area. I'm literally like walking around tank top, just regular shorts and sneakers. And, you know, people are coming up to me and they're talking to me and everything in Spanish, you know, and, you know, some of the people, you speak very good Spanish. So one guy comes up to me and he asks me for a lighter. All this is in Spanish. And I had just learned the word for lighter. I just learned it like a few days before. So I knew it was like when he said it, I'm like, oh. So we having a conversation for maybe like 5 minutes. He's like, ¿Dónde eres tú? I'm like, ¿Estados Unidos? He's like, what? I'm like, yeah. So he couldn't believe. He's like, no. He's like, man, I thought you was Cubano. Like, he's like, what? I'm like, Jody, now you know you can't tell me shit after that. Now you know you can't tell me shit. I'm like, wait, what? So you Cuban and you You thought I was Cuban. So nothing about this conversation said to you that I was from the States. He was like, nah. So I was like, okay, so my tutoring lessons were great. Now, you know what I mean? That's when I come back writing songs, reggaeton songs. And I'm like, now I can write songs. And I told my tutor, I was like, yo, I said, I want to be able to write songs in Spanish. I just had something in me was just saying, I want to write songs in Spanish for whatever reason. And I think it's because songs is one of the way I express myself. So, And it was like, I want to be able to express myself in Spanish in a different, and so that's how you get songs like.
And that was the test. You were like, okay, the classes work.
They work. Yeah. That was it. I was like, that was it. And I went and I got back and I told him, he was excited. Obviously, he's like, okay, like, you know, because I'm like, yeah, I was like, it was literally people down there that did not know that I was from the States. Like, and that's wild to me. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow. So I really, so I think it's the accent. And so my accent is going to evolve more and more
practice. With practice.
Right. Yes. And so, yeah, that's my story. I went to Cuba and they thought I was Cuban. So, you know.
That's great because now you can communicate.
Absolutely.
And I think that's great that you can at least communicate with people in a different language, you know? You can go to other countries and at least you can communicate basic things. And also I had to say, I listened to your song in Spanish and that was great.
That's awesome.
I was very surprised.
So we're gonna pause right there. We're gonna take a quick break. The Very Best Podcast. We're about to come back. We gotta shout out our sponsors and we will be back. Gia.
I like your podcast.
I'm locked in. I stay locked in. Me encanta como bailas pa mí. Me encanta como bailas pa
Hola,
mí.
Me llaman
Me
Don
encanta
Miguel.
Como bailas pa mí.
Mucho gusto.
Sabes te deseo, ven aquí. Sabes te deseo, ven a mí. Sabes te deseo, ven aquí. Sabes te deseo, ven a mí. Ven aquí, ven aquí, ven a mí, ven a mí. Ven aquí, ven aquí, ven a mí, ven a mí. Ven aquí, ven aquí, ven a mí, ven a mí. Ven aquí, ven aquí, ven a mí.
Ella ame queso y jefe, y chocolate con leche. Y llama todas mis películas. Si quieres ser una estrella, estrella, estrella. Vamos a mi carro, vamos a mi casa. Tus labios, quiero besar tu cara. Ojos mágicos, no necesito prácticos. Vamos lento, no quiero ir rápido. Me encanta cómo bailas pa mí. Sacude ese culo, baby. Me encanta cómo bailas pa mí. Sacude ese culo, baby. Sabes que deseo, ven aquí. Sabes que deseo, ven a mí. Sabes que deseo, ven aquí. Sabes que deseo, ven a mí. Ven aquí, ven aquí, ven a mí, ven a mí. Ven aquí, ven aquí, ven a mí, ven a mí. Ven aquí, ven aquí, ven a mí, ven a mí. Ven aquí, ven aquí, ven a mí. Ella ama mi estilo y como estoy tranquilo. Ella está tocando mi papa, las bebidas haciendo efecto. Vamos a mi carro, vamos a mi casa. Tus labios, quiero besar tu cara. Ojos mágicos, no necesito prácticos. Vamos lento, no quiero ir rápido. Me encanta cómo bailas pa mí. Sacude ese culo, baby. Me encanta cómo bailas pa mí. Sacude ese culo, baby. Sacude, 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 sacude. Aplaudir, aplaudir, aplaudir. Aplaudir.
¿Sabes qué te deseo?